This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance, and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
When you need mealtime inspiration, it's worth shopping Kroger, where you'll find over 30,000 mouthwatering choices that excite your inner foodie. And no matter what tasty choice you make, you'll enjoy our everyday low prices, plus extra ways to save, like digital coupons worth over $600 each week. You can also save up to $1 off per gallon at the pump with fuel points. More savings and more inspiring flavors make shopping Kroger worth it every time. Kroger, fresh for everyone. Fuel restrictions apply.
This is the Daily Tip presented by BetMGM. Now, here's Chelsea Messenger and Michael Jenkins.
I'm hoping to create some memories on Saturday watching all these championship games. So to talk about it, let's bring in our friend Mello Miller, the lead college football writer at the Draft Scout and host of the Mic'd Up podcast. Download that every day to get your fix on college football. Mello, let's start with Brian Kelly leaving Notre Dame for LSU. Do you like this move?
Man, I'm a little up in the air about it. I think Brian Kelly is a really good coach. I do wonder how he's going to fit in at LSU, though. I know he can coach. I know he can recruit. I'm excited to see what he can do without some of those academic restrictions that they have at Notre Dame. But I do wonder about him going into the homes of these kids in Louisiana. It's going to be a little bit different down there. I mean, you look at Coach O and the success that he had as being like the Louisiana guy and what he was able to do with recruiting. You're going to get a lot more X's and O's from Brian Kelly. So I think the LSU is going to be fine, but it could go down in flames or they could win national championships. I think it's one or the other.
Yeah, it's definitely different than the past two head coaches that they have had at LSU. Coach O, who's basically a walking mascot for the Tigers. And then Les Miles, who was a fixture there, obviously won some national championships and a quote machine. Brian Kelly, much drier. But let's stay in the SEC and let's talk about the SEC championship game. Alabama, underdogs, I think, for the first time since 2015. They are getting 6.5 points against this Georgia team that's been downright dominant and completely consistent this year. Do you think there is any room for Alabama to win this game or at least cover the spread?
Yeah, I think, Chelsea, once we talked about just blindly betting Alabama, and I think I was kind of proven wrong on that one. I really like this Georgia team, but it is Alabama and it is Nick Saban. I think that he is going to find any way possible to motivate these guys, look for that bulletin board material. They always have a chance. They're Alabama, but this Georgia defense is so good. And I know that this week even Alabama players are talking about they don't know what quarterback to prepare for. And I've never seen anything like that. We talk about how great this defense is, but the number one team in the country, we don't even know who's playing quarterback for them on Saturday. We might get both of these guys. So I think Alabama has a chance. They always do. I think Bryce Young is maybe still looking for his Heisman moment. He almost had one against Auburn, but I think that he can get one against Georgia. But it's going to be very, very tough fought game. I think it's going to go back to, you know, what we're used to in the SEC, where we see a pretty low scoring game. So I do think Alabama can cover. I think it's going to be, you know, a 3 or 4 point win for Georgia, but I mean, that covers the spread. So bettors need to be looking at that. It's hard to score on Georgia. So Alabama is probably going to be low in the scoring total as well. And then Alabama still has a very good defense. I know they're letting up a couple points this year, but I'm looking at that under, and I do think that Alabama can keep this one close enough. But I do think Georgia wins this game. They just look too good this year.
We're talking to our friend Mello Miller on the Roman Guest Line, the lead college football writer at the Draft Scout. Mello, you and I are Texas fans, so like the rest of the college football world, we were stunned to see Lincoln Riley leaving Oklahoma for USC. And Lincoln, this is good if you're a Texas fan, because Lincoln is one of the best college football coaches in the country. But why do you go out west and leave Norman?
You know, there are a lot of reports that he was very unhappy, much like me, about Texas and OU going to the SEC. And I get it. I think when you look at it, there is a clear path to the college football playoff, and it's out west with USC. where, you know, you're only competing against Oregon in the Pac-12. No offense to any of the other schools out there, but that's just the way it has been over the last couple of years. And if you're going to go to the SEC, you are competing with Georgia, Alabama, Florida, LSU. There's just so many great teams out there. So it's not even about our Texas Longhorns anymore. And I think that really affected him. And then, you know, there are reports that that contract's looking pretty nice for him as well. So I do think that had something to do with it. But I think going out to USC and him talking about making it the mecca of college football, I think he's right. I think that they can do that out there. I think we can see like the Pete Carroll days of USC, where he's already recruiting very, very well in the state of California. And he was trying to bring those kids to OU. And, you know, by Sunday afternoon, most of them have decommitted. And, you know, yesterday we saw a lot of kids hit the transfer portal. One was Spencer Rattler. I don't think he'll be joining Lincoln Riley out in USC, but another one was Jordan Hazelwood, the receiver that they have that's very good there. So I think it's going to be very interesting, but I definitely get why he's going out that way. Like I said, a great recruiter in California, and most of those recruits have already, you know, tweeted out the mysterious tweets of like the eye emoji and staying home and things like that. So I think that he saw the writing on the wall, knew that he wanted to get out of the SEC or didn't want to join the SEC, and saw USC as a very good potential spot for him. And I think it's a home run hire for USC. I really do. I think they're going to be very good in the Pac-12.
Hey, it's Kaylee Cuoco for Priceline. Ready to go to your happy place for a happy price? Well, why didn't you say so? Just download the Priceline app right now and save up to 60% on hotels. So whether it's Cousin Kevin's Kazoo Concert in Kansas City, go Kevin, or Becky's Bachelorette Bash in Bermuda, you never have to miss a trip ever again. So download the Priceline app today. Your savings are waiting.
Go to your happy place for a happy price. Go to your happy price, Priceline.
The dreaded eye emoji that you see from recruits, you know, from your school. I hate cryptic texts and tweets like that, because all you can do is read into them and they're just stirring the pot. But speaking of stirring the pot, in the college football playoff, we could see some movement if Oklahoma State stays the course and wins the Big 12 title game. Do you think they belong in the top four over Cincinnati or Alabama if they do end up winning the Big 12 title game?
It's crazy, but I do. I think they've deserved it. You know, if this were Oklahoma and they were the number seven ranked team and they were playing Baylor, if they won, we would let them in. And I don't think that there would be much debate about it. But if Oklahoma State does, I think you're right. There are a lot of people sitting there saying, do they deserve to be in there? I think they do. They have a really good defense as well. They've, you know, had a very tough schedule. They've already beat Baylor one time, so I think that's something to keep an eye on. They just beat Oklahoma, so I do think they deserve a spot. And, you know, another move last night that I think really affects this is Notre Dame's without their head coach now. So I think this is the same as if a star quarterback got injured. I think the committee's going to look at Notre Dame and say, oh, you're without Brian Kelly? Sorry, you're below Oklahoma State now. So if things go the way I think that they will, and Alabama loses to Georgia this weekend, I do think it sets up very nicely for Oklahoma State to get in with Cincinnati. So there's still a lot left in the season. I know it's championship week. There's only one game, but there's still so many outcomes that could happen. But I do think that Oklahoma State deserves a spot in there. I mean, if we're letting Cincinnati in, I think that's a good football team. I think Oklahoma State deserves to be in too. I know they're not the blue blood powerhouse of some of these other schools like Alabama or Oklahoma, but I think they deserve a spot to be in. And as much as I respect and love Alabama, I kind of want to see a playoff without them. I mean, if you lose two games in a season, you shouldn't be in if you're not a conference champion. So I hope that they find themselves on the outside for the first time in forever, but I'm not holding my breath. I think the committee really likes Alabama as well.
Mello, when you look at the vacancies now in college football, it looks like Luke Fickell will probably be the number one choice for Notre Dame. Maybe they look at Matt Campbell at Ohio State. But particularly when you go back to Norman, Bob Stoops will take over on an interim basis. Would he be the best option, or do you go after someone like Brent Venables, someone who is certainly familiar with the program?
I'm always a little bit nervous about hiring guys that haven't been head coaches before. I know Brent Venables, probably a little bit different. The defensive coordinator at Clemson has had multiple opportunities to leave there and never has. But I'm a little bit nervous about that. You know, guys that haven't really been in charge of the whole program before I'm more in favor of taking guys like a Luke Fickell and saying, okay, you built up a really good Cincinnati program. You've done that before. Now do it on a bigger level. So it's going to be interesting to see what happens there. I do think as far as like Bob Stoops, I thought that was a shoo-in. I mean, he was named the interim coach right after Lincoln Riley left. And I really thought that he would just stay and keep that job. But from his press conference that they did the other day, it kind of sounds like he knows his role and that he really loves that Oklahoma program. And he's ready to probably keep doing what he's doing at Fox in the Big Noon Kickoff. So I do think that they're going to turn to someone else. I know that Brent Venables has been waiting for a long time. I do wonder if they do look at other guys like a Matt Campbell at Iowa State. I know it's still in conference, but he's a guy who's deserved a lot of good opportunities. He can recruit well and coach well at Iowa State. So I can't imagine how good he could be at Oklahoma.
He is the lead college football writer at the Draft Scout, host of the Mic'd Up podcast, and on Twitter at Mello. That's M-E-L-L-O. It's our friend Mello Miller. Mello, always great stuff as usual. Enjoy the games this weekend.
Thank you, guys. Enjoy your weekend at the watering hole and at the wedding.
Which one sounds better? I think mine sounds a little bit better. The watering hole and the wedding.
Exactly, yeah. I think any day you can spend at a watering hole watching football, that's got to be a top day. And then, you know, Chelsea's going to be not suffering, but she's going to have her mind elsewhere at the wedding. I think we all know that.
Absolutely.
We'll
Thank
see.
You, Mello.
We'll see.
For more, listen to The Daily Tip, presented by BetMGM. Weekday mornings from 6 to 9 Eastern on the BetQL Network, the Odyssey app, or wherever you get your podcasts.